This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Hour 2 here on 93.7 The Ticket. Again, we are at Buffalo's Wings and Rings here in Lincoln doing a live show. Hot crowd. All right. Oh, they went to halftime. Oh, I can see the score. Creighton is up still by 2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. 49-34, the Creighton Blue Jays lead the Louisville Cardinals. So, Stone Cold's song starts off my show every day. Starts off hour 2. So a couple years ago, when DP's like, "What do you want your song to be to start off the show?" That was it was either that or Goldberg's entrance song. Those were the two. I like Austin because it's more boom, that broken glass and instant impact. So about 3 years ago, my daughter Trinity, who is now 12, was playing 9U softball, and they got entrance songs or whatever, walk up songs is what they called it. As you're walking up from on deck to the batter's box, the mom's like, "What do you want? What does Trinity want her walk up song to be?" She didn't know. I said, "Trinity, I just want to make a suggestion." And so I just played it. You know, she goes, "That's it." And so that became Stone Cold's entrance song, became her walk-up song every time she hit. And so the other parent, it was hilarious because I watched the first time because she's this little 9-year-old girl, you know. It's almost like inappropriate, you know, which is what I love about it so much. So I made sure to watch the other parents her first time. There's 12 kids on the team. Roughly about 8 of the parents, okay, moms and dads and or single parents, about 8 of the parent duos just looked around like almost like trying to find her parents, like who is destroying this young girl's childhood. All right, so fast forward to yesterday. Trinity is now 12, so this is 3 years later. My 9-year-old daughter Dakota playing baseball, shout out to the Braves club baseball organization here in Lincoln. They get to pick their walk-up songs, and so she had her song picked out. And I just said, "Hey, Dakota, come on over here. I just want to throw this out there. Do whatever you want." It was a typical pump-up song, a little bit more appropriate probably for a 9-year-old girl. My wife's sitting right there. She knows exactly what's about to happen. I go, "Just let me play this," you know, and it starts going. And Dakota looks at me, and Mom goes, "That starts off Dad's show every day." And Dakota goes, "I want that song." So that's her walk-up song now. And I can't wait to get my little vantage point and see how many Braves parents look around the first time they hear her walk-up song. Like, and most of them, I'm actually a lot more familiar with these parents than I was the softball parents. We hadn't gotten a chance to know each other yet. Who's going to look around like, "All right, Adam, why are you destroying Dakota's childhood? What are you doing to this poor child?" All right. I just want to point out that Jake Sorensen turned heel during the break. He was announcing some of the prize giveaways, and he got booed by the people who did not win. It was pretty loud booing, I might add. So Jake Sorensen is now a heel, in case you were wondering. All right, update. Purdue, 23. High Point, that is a basketball team, not a drill you run in a practice, 21. All right, let's see. You had some stats because Creighton was up 28-25. They were up by a field goal not long ago. Now they're up by 2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. How did they separate from Louisville going into halftime? It's currently halftime right now.
Well, we're going to see it a lot in this tournament. We might see it even in the second half. You know, one lopsided half doesn't mean the game's over, but 9 of 16 from beyond the arc. I think a lot of these games I went through, I went, okay, what's going to change this game? What's going to be the dynamic that could change this game? There's a lot of teams that rely heavily on three-point shooting. Creighton is definitely one of those teams, and they're hitting their shots early.
All right, man. I'm rooting for Creighton all the way up to the Final Four. You went full Jasker. You said you want them to win it all. Does that annoy you when I say that? I'm just having fun.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really, because
I'll say it more often, so it becomes
somebody
more
at the text line pointed out I'm more like a Hawks guy because I have embraced Iowa football at times in the past.
Gracious.
So I've been heel, as we're putting it, before as well.
You're a Jasker Hawks guy. All right, yeah. Anything else from the text line? I like that. Anything else from the text line? Feel free to take your shots at Jake if you'd like. Me as well, if you're so inclined. I can handle it most of the time. Anything else from the text line before we move on?
Oh, yeah. Somebody says, can't believe the station has anyone rooting for Creighton at all on the airwaves. That comes from Hugh Jess. And, yes, I know that's not your real name, but I will go ahead and say that. And also a text in, does Adam have ASA 9 over ASA 8 or ASA 7?
Oh, it's not ASA 7. It's not ASA 8. It's ASA 9, my friend. And when you're saying that previous person's name, man, you got to pause at the right spot. I'm just saying, you got to put the pause at the right spot. All right, let's talk a little bit of Nebraska football. We'll keep giving the updates on the basketball games. And then at 12:30, Wisconsin's going to take on Montana. I have picked Wisconsin. My mom was born and raised in Montana. I am heavily rooting for the gigantic underdogs of Montana, but Wisconsin and Montana tip off here at 12:30 in about 16 minutes. Let's talk about four true freshmen that have as good a chance as anybody as being impact players for Nebraska this fall. So I'm sitting here with an article right in front of me. So if you want, you can cheat and look, Jake.
Okay.
But I want you to give me one right off the top of your head, and then I'll go down my list here as well.
I think that it's tough because there's a couple positions I think that they can get in. And so I don't know if I like one guy over the other. So I'll put that on pause. I think Jamarian Parker is a guy with the running back room that we've talked about. Doesn't have a whole lot proven outside of Emmett Johnson. That might feel good about Quentin Ives. Mekhi Becton there as well. But Jamarian Parker, and I continue to say it, it's a stat that has been pointed out before. But as we've seen for Huskers over the years, if you're a running back and you make some sort of impact as a freshman, usually spells well for the rest of your career. If you redshirt, if you don't, play or put too much of a mark on the field, then generally, your career doesn't turn out as well. So I'll be keeping a close eye on Jamarian Parker and see if he can hit the field and make an impact this year.
Do you think they're kind of counting on one of these two true freshmen to make an impact? Do you think they just like Quentin Ives that much? You can't, no matter how much you may or may not, but I do, I love Emmett Johnson. No matter how much you may love a guy, you can't count on one running back. It's just not plausible. You have to have two, if not three. It depends on if you got one main back or a 1-2 punch. Even if you got a good 1-2 punch, you need someone in case someone gets hurt, someone gets banged up, someone gets sick. Do you think they're counting on Parker or one of these two true freshmen to make, I don't want to say an impact, but a contribution this year, and that's why they're not – or they just love Quentin Ives that much, and that's why they're not bringing in anybody from the transfer portal to this point.
I think it almost has to be that. Again, I think I said his name wrong. Mekhi Nelson, not Mekhi Becton, but, maybe they have faith in him. I don't feel – I mean, I feel a little uncomfortable with it altogether. I'm just going to say it. Just because they lost two running backs, this very same staff, same head coach, same running back coach, they lost two running backs on the same day 2 years ago. And if something like that happens again this year, even if you do have faith in Quentin Ives or Becton or Parker, you get really thin there really quick.
Yeah, 2 years ago, this unknown guy, this redshirt freshman who was fourth on the depth chart, Emmett Johnson, comes out of nowhere because the top three guys get hurt. Fourth on the depth chart. How could you not mention Connor Booth?
Yeah, there's one, Connor Booth.
So, serious question. Okay, why, and I'm not trying to, I'm just having fun here, but why does Connor Booth not come up to you as well? Why do you mention Parker but not Booth? I'm just genuinely curious.
I guess I'm still kind of in the understanding that we don't know for sure if Connor Booth will be a running back. I could be wrong. Maybe there is, but I from what I heard, there was still kind of an idea about him coming in as an athlete, maybe not necessarily a running back. But, yeah, that's another guy that certainly is a name worth bringing up that I did fail to mention. But so we'll have to wait and see. It's just – and the other thing, though, is – and I hear it from Todd Euler all the time because he made the jump from Class C or whatever to playing for the Huskers. It's a big jump.
It is. That's a fair point. So, Connor – I mean, most people know this, but for those who don't, Connor was one of the nation's most prolific running backs as a standout at Wahoo Bishop Newman High School. Booth accounted for better than 6,000 rushing yards. Do you think he walked 6,000 yards a week? My wife averages 15,000 steps a day, according to her thing that keeps track of it. That is insane to me. I probably average about 2,500, maybe.
Yeah.
So like 1/6 of her. So that's great. 100 touchdowns during his career as a senior. Booth rushed, think about this, oh my God, basically 3,000 yards, 2,956 yards, 50 touchdowns, both of which were Class C two-state records. All right, averaging over 10 yards per carry. As a freaking sophomore, he averaged 13.4 yards per carry. So we'll see what he can do, but you make a good point. Running back, other position, athlete, we'll see what happens. Cortez Mills is the first guy I'm going to mention. We need guys to – I mean, when we were talking the other day, transfer portal guys who have to make an impact, I didn't mention a receiver. You did. We need receivers to make an impact. I just felt like, for lack of a better way to put it, there's more room for error in the wide receiver room because there's plenty of talented guys in there. Random side note, my father-in-law once told my wife, when you're – I think she was in high school or whatever the case may be. Maybe she just started dating me. I don't know. He goes, one day when you're having kids, leave room for error. Like, what the heck does that mean? So my wife is the youngest of three. She has two older brothers. They were wonderfully nice to her growing up. Maybe not. But I guess she kind of came along because they were leaving room for error. You know, you got the two.
Oh, okay,
most a lot of people call that good.
Yeah.
Most people want to stay away from the odd third number or whatever. No. Not my father-in-law. Here came number three because he wanted to leave room for error in case something goes wrong. I don't know what that means. All right. There's more room for error in the wide receiver room just because of the talent that's in there, not because we don't need people to step up, because by God, do we. But Cortez Mills, one of the nation's top wide receivers on Nebraska's recruiting board for almost 2 years, had offers from several other big college football programs, including Clemson, Oklahoma, LSU. He was a consensus four-star across all recruiting services, and as an early enrollee, is in prime position to see the field. All right. Cortez Mills is a guy that a lot of people kind of see as a little bit like Ja'Cory Barney. A lot of speed, explosive playmaker. At the All-Star game he did after his high school season was over down in Florida, I mean, he stood out. It was talked about several times. He stood out. This is a room where we need impact players. We need people to step up. Matt Rhule even mentioned, I believe it was on signing day, he mentioned guys like Dawson Merritt, and he mentioned Cortez Mills as guys. He's like, I want their mindset to be that they're going to come in and they need to play. They need to compete and get ready to play. All right, you got another player in mind?
Yeah, I would think Christian Jones. I mean, he's one of the highest rated players in the class coming from Nebraska. I think there's somewhat of an opening to get some playing time, at least there at the linebacker position. You mentioned Dawson Merritt there briefly. He's injured, you know, not playing in the spring. So that's why I would probably pick Jones there above Merritt. But both of them, I think, are going to have an opportunity, and certainly to in spots and definitely in special teams play, to make an impact on this team.
That's a good one. I look at the linebacker room, and I've tweeted out, think about Willis McGahee Jr., Vincent Shavers, and Christian Jones, just how insanely athletic that linebacker room is. Then you add in Marquez Watson Trent, just a rock-solid tackling machine in the middle. Now, a lot of youth. There's going to be learning curves in there, especially with Vincent and McGahee Jr. and Christian Jones as well. That's one that I like, and I think, I mean, he won the freaking Buck Kiss. He's the best linebacker in the entire country in high school this year. Pretty good. All right, again, Omaha kid. I'm just saying. All right, Dawson Merritt. This is kind of an easy one. And like I said, another one that Rhule mentioned on signing day. As most people will remember, he's a one-time committed to Alabama. Big-time get for Matt Rhule and the Huskers. You watch his high school film. He's big. He stands out. But his athleticism is what stands out. He's one of those guys where maybe I need the arrow to point him out before the ball. I don't desperately need it. It's not like Williams and Rory, where I don't need anything to see who he is before the ball snaps. But once the ball snapped, the error can go away. Mm. Once the ball is snapped, I can see who he is. Okay, this is a guy who can rush the quarterback. He can chase people down from the backside. He plays a million miles an hour. He's just a good dude. Interviewed him, just a good dude. People are going to like him as a human being as well. And he's a guy who can make, potentially, these are true freshmen. I will say about these guys what I said about Dylan Raiola. You never know what you're going to get with a true freshman. Potentially, with Rhule knowing he needs young players to come in and make an impact this year, these two guys, Dawson Merritt and Cortez Mills, were the first two that popped into my head. I got a bit of a surprise as my next. I'm going to scroll up so you can't see my surprise. All right. But these were the first two guys that popped into my head as potential impact true freshmen for the Huskers this fall. All right. We'll each do one more, then head to break. How's that sound?
All right. I would say there's been a lot of talk about the backup quarterback position here in the last couple of weeks. TJ Latif is definitely a name to keep an eye on. I would fully expect him to redshirt. But remember, he could play four games and redshirt. And, you know, I said it before, hopefully nothing goes wrong with Dylan, but it would be interesting to see who wins that backup job and just kind of how you go about it. If TJ Latif is the next guy, or, you know, proves to be worthy of that second position, would they put him there knowing that they'd rather redshirt him still there too? So I don't know if I have a high level of faith that, you know, by the end of this season, I'll look back on this day and say, I should have said TJ Latif, but there is a possibility there. And I do think if he does win, you know, at least is good enough to be the second job second in command there, which would mean beating Marcos Tavia, the transfer that they brought in from Purdue, Jalen Gramstad, who was the backup for the bowl game, that we could see him get in some action there. And again, I think that redshirt rule opens it up to at least get him a few snaps at least this season.
You know, we're going to save my next player for after the break because I think I like that. And I think it's worth a little bit of a discussion here. By the way, my third player, you've listed three players that don't match any of my first three players. I know who my next player is, and he's not any of the three that you've matched. So we have three completely different picks so far. TJ Latif, Dawson Mavia. Okay. Is that how you say it? Mavia? I'm trying to say it right.
Marcos. Who's that?
What did I said Dawson, by the way, because I'm looking at Dawson Merritt's name on my screen. Marcos Mavia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. TJ Latif, Jalen Gramstad, and obviously Dylan Raiola. So here's the question, because I think most people anticipate Dylan Raiola starting, Mavia being number two, Gramstad being number three. So TJ Latif can redshirt. We live in an era where people don't really redshirt anymore. People get impatient, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure they've had this conversation before he came on campus, but you look at Daniel Kalen. I'm sure they had conversations, all right? He hit the transfer portal, okay? It's a fair thing to point out. My question to you is this. If Latif clearly outplays Gramstad for number three, or he just barely outplays Mavia for number two, that's even the bigger question. Do you make him the number two quarterback, knowing that Mavia is probably going to transfer? Gramstad's out after this year anyway. Okay. That he's probably going to transfer, or do you try to wait and hold on to that redshirt, knowing that he's going to get that extra year of eligibility, knowing that Dylan's expected to be your starting quarterback for two, if not three more years? Do you, if he's clearly better than Mavia, there's no question to be had here. My question is, what if he's number three? Are you going to burn a redshirt? Of course, you can play in four games. You probably wouldn't have to burn it to be the third string. But that's why, if he's just a little bit better than Mavia, would you put him at number two, or would you put him at number three, try to save the redshirt? And if Dylan goes down, go with Mavia during the season. Like, what would you do? I'll answer my own question, then you can. Matt Rule, you got to win now. Redshirts aren't what they used to be. You got to win now. You got to put the best guys at the best spots regardless of redshirts. So that's my thoughts. I thought it was an interesting question. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, after watching Nebraska redshirt Minnesota wide receiver this last year, to save a
dagger.
Right, yeah.
You're in your dagger.
Well, I'm just saying, I think redshirts should be treated differently, kind of like you're saying too. Nebraska, now, they did have some success with Riley Van Poppel, some other decisions there. So this staff still thinks they can, you know, and can get away with doing that. But at the quarterback position, I would not make any plans for 3 or 4 years down the line. Mm. Like you said, you got to win now. If Latif's clearly the number two, or you feel like he's the number two, then I'd go ahead and play him as the number two because, you know, I'll just make the I'll go ahead and predict that between Davia and Latif, both of them will not be here 2 years from now. It just doesn't seem to happen that way anymore.
I'm gonna throw in one more name that won't be here 2 years from now. Jalen Gramstad, I feel pretty
safe
about that.
That was a good pick.
No, that's a fair prediction to make. One of them will be here. One of them will not. Hopefully, at least one of them's here. If they look down the road, they're like, hey, Dylan's going to stay as a junior senior. That's great for Nebraska and Nebraska fans. What about you as an individual player? Man, I only played in this game. I was only on the team at the time, but I'm still a little – I can't remember for sure. I think Zach Taylor went out. And we brought in Harrison Beck and burned his red shirt. Was it Kansas State?
A Kansas State game, yeah.
I do remember. I'm so proud. I remember the game that I played in. This is awesome. I remember being on the sidelines like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I didn't think Harrison was ready to play to begin with. Mm-hmm. That dude was a nut job, okay? And, you know, there was a rec basketball game where he was in the game and he wiped boogers all over his face so nobody would guard him. Just if you want to know how nuts the dude was. The amount of stories that I'm on the verge of sharing at all times is insane. There was a pause because I was like, I'm just going to freaking share. Who cares? If you've watched the guy online anytime in the past 2 years, what do you call himself? The throw god or whatever?
Yeah.
God. Anyways, I couldn't believe. And then we won the game. And I was like, it was worth it, I guess. Another one like that, a much different type of individual, Zach Potter. He did not redshirt. You know why he didn't redshirt? And again, there wasn't four games you could play in.
Yeah.
Like, if you played, your redshirt was gone. It was so he could be on PAT block when I was a junior. And I remember thinking this was the most crazy thing ever. And then we play Pittsburgh that year. And it's 7-6. They line up on third down for a game-winning field goal. We block it. Not me or we. It was Zach blocks it. And I'm like, Oh, God.
Wow.
And then they line up to kick it again, and I'm like, what's going on? They're like, he didn't kick it. It was third down. They can go again. I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. And they got time. They had time for one more play. Zach blocked it again.
Jeez.
To this day, I'm like, that is the stupidest, smartest decision I have ever seen to put Zach Potter on PAT block team and burn that red shirt. Because I got to imagine, it wasn't a long field goal. It was like 35, 40, 30 yards. I got to imagine we lose that game because he makes it.
Yeah.
And Zach's not out there burning that red shirt.
Amazing. That's crazy, but then you kind of think about even knowing that you won that game, you still think, man, another year Zach Potter would have been pretty good.
It would have been pretty good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we'll run down the list of some more true freshmen impact players. Oh, quick score update. Oh, this is going to be a challenging one to do. Let's see. Creighton is up by two touchdowns and two safeties over Louisville. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.